a question. I'm not trying to be flattering, but like people are like, is Marcy really that way in real life? I'm like, yes. Like that is like none of this is staged. It's not like, I mean, most of the time we would just kind of show up and riff, you know, basically, but people would always say, like, is that her real laugh? And is she really that nice? And is she really that funny? I'm like, yes.
Nobody's called me nice.
Well,
now I know you're making this up, Steven.
I am honest to God.
Well, hello, friends, and welcome to all my fellow Herd members. This is Mike Schneider. You'll probably recognize me from my nickname, Moose. Very happy to be coming to you from the great trail running state of Arizona. Well, looks like we made it. We're here. We have arrived. We're at the second to last aid station in our journey. And as we grab our last handful of gels, we reapply our squirrel nut butters, we look off into the distance and see that bright, shining, shimmering beacon of light in this critical stage of human evolution. Welcome to the penultimate 189th installment of the Big Ass Runner Podcast. And in the tradition of all great two-episode season finale arcs, and I'm talking about the big ones, Cheers, Breaking Bad, The Office, The Love Boat, we need to celebrate. We need to ring this thing out in style. So, very honored and very happy to introduce you to your host, the man with the plan, Jeff El Jefe, the Hitman Harrell.
Well, Moose, that was, as I like to say, fantastic. As Moose said, by the way, Love Boat. Nice way to work in Love Boat. Man, a little dock and gopher. Anyway, Moose said, my name is Jeff Harrell. This is the Big Ass Runner Trail Running Podcast, episode number 189. We have made it to our second to last episode. As I announced last week, the Big Ass Runner Trail Running Podcast is coming to an end. Lots of mixed emotions that come with that. I will miss doing this show for all of you each week. But as we mentioned, seasons of life and good things have to come to an end at some point. And this is the point for the Big Ass Runner. I'm very excited, though, for this episode because, as I mentioned last week, we got the original crew together one last time to record for you. And we talk about the history, the stories, how some of the segments came to be. It was a lot of fun, and I think you're going to really, really enjoy it. So that is our episode. But before we do that, like I like to say, but first, big thank you to the Big Ass Runner Herd. I got so many messages. I can't even tell you how many messages, text, DMs, Instagrams, phone calls, you name it. You guys were so supportive. You understood the reasons behind us ending the show where we are. So thank you for that. It meant a lot. It means a lot. We're going to celebrate next week as well with our final episode highlighting many of you. If you have not sent me a voice note and want to do that, it's not too late if you're listening to this on a Monday or Tuesday. It's too late if it's after that, but send me something. I would love to feature you on the last episode. Just email it to jeff@bigassrunner.com. Well, without further ado, you're going to enjoy this incredible time we spend together with the original Big Ass Runner crew. Let's jump right in. Well, let me set the scene a little bit. We are sitting in the, what is this? It's not the, we're sitting on a big ass couch.
We are on a big ass couch.
I just had to scoot back.
Definitely a big ass couch.
We're sitting on a big ass couch. This is the original Big Ass Runner crew.
Hey, Jeff.
It's Marcy. Hi, Marcy.
Hi, how are you?
Good, I'm great. And we have Timmy Time.
What up?
And we have Mr. Steven Pritz.
Steven is back.
Steven.
Stevia.
Steven Pritz. And we are here. So let's go back in time.
Go in
to
time.
June of 2020.
Whoa.
Nothing was really going on in the world.
Very boring.
It was a boring time.
What happened that year?
I have no idea. But we went over to the Baser house in your dining room, and we podcasted for the very first time, didn't we, Timmy Time?
We did. It was amazing.
And I want to go back there because we're now 4 years later. Let's go back in time. So back in 2020, and that first evening, what were you guys thinking? Like, Steve and I had this idea for a podcast.
Right.
And we said, well, we just got to do it.
Just try it. Who knows what's going to happen?
We had no idea.
Yeah.
What were you guys thinking? And we bring the Basers in, reluctantly.
Yeah, out of nowhere.
I was questioning that decision. That's what I was thinking.
That was a good question. I actually thought it was going to be a one and done.
Did you?
I did.
For real?
We're going to do this one night. That's how it was presented to me.
That's what I told Marcy, and then I was like, nope, it's every week.
Yeah. Well, you know what? We didn't last just 1 week. In fact, 190 episodes.
Wow. Ooh. Jeff,
I can't think of 190
huge.
Anything, much less episodes.
That's I can eat 190 powdered donuts.
That's true.
Post-race.
Post-race. Well, that's true. Post-race. But what were you guys thinking that for? Were you guys nervous? Were you like, what? Because podcasting was a thing, but none of us had done it before. Timmy Time, what were you thinking?
You asked me to sing.
That's true.
And I don't sing.
We're going to get to that. We're going to get to that.
So I was super nervous.
Were you? For real? Because I don't feel like you get nervous about anything.
Yeah, I guess I would.
Well, I think
I'll just do what you tell me to do.
Well, I mean, I think we were just talking like we normally do. And true. There just happened to be a microphone. But I honestly didn't think people would listen. I just figured like...
It would just be us.
We enjoy ourselves. And so if the worst possible thing is that we're all together one night talking, then that's worth it. And because it's not live too, you know, so it feels live. But I was like, well, then this will be fun. But I mean, no way we thought it'd be as big as it grew or the people. I mean, honestly, I didn't know if people would listen. Like, I mean, I think Tim's funny. I think you're funny. But, you know, but like... And Marcy, sorry.
I'm not funny.
I was pointing, but they're sitting together.
Marcy's the star of the show. What are you talking about?
She is the star of the show.
Yeah, but it was just kind of like, okay, well, I mean, you know, when you're talking to nobody that you can't see them, you don't know. Like, they could be like, these people are just dorks, you know? And
we are.
Right.
Exactly. That part is true. What were you thinking, Mark? Because we invaded your home. And we recorded that first night. I can't even remember I could go back and listen to what we did, but we had a lot of fun, I think.
We had a great time. We always have a great time. True. So that, and my memory is so bad. I'm like, I don't remember, honestly. We did so many of them.
Yes.
I can remember being there, but I can't remember what it was about. Well, does anyone remember?
Yeah. We set up this whole storyline, which is true, that... You think running is stupid.
Oh, that's true.
Right.
And then you started asking me questions about it.
I asked you so many questions.
Yes, yes. And I think I backed it up.
You did back it up. Yeah, the whole...
Her opinion of running has not changed.
No, it's not. Still not running.
Yeah. Yeah, that was the goal of the podcast, quite honestly, is that we were going to convince you to run.
Is that why we're not going to do it anymore?
Yeah, because we've given up. Running. We've given up.
I'm so sorry, guys.
We're really poor evangelist.
Marcy won.
As she always does. As she always does. Yeah, we did a segment of Timmy Time, so the singing segment we did that night.
You're welcome.
Yeah. And the internets have never been the same.
Unleashed Timmy on the world.
That's true.
Spotify shut down temporarily.
And I don't know that you had the flowing locks back then, did you? That was pre.
No, that was right when I started to grow.
Yeah.
2020.
So your strength only gained over time as your hair got longer. Yep.
Samson effect.
And extreme popularity.
Right.
That's true. Well, and we were just at Bandera and everyone's like, where's Timmy Time?
You're right.
Never once did, where's Jeff? It's always, where's Timmy time? Where's Steven? Where's Marcy?
I think it's this a lyrical genius, you know? It's the vocals.
It's true. It's hard. It's hard. Yeah, you're right about that.
I did have a lady, I forgot her name. She came up to us in Choppa's and she's like, Timmy time. I was like, yep. I guess she just recognized her voice.
Yes.
That is weird though. Like when you, we've mm-hmm. done that, like you go to a race and again, like, it, like with the community, it's fun because there is one, but we only really see it through social media. But then we go to races, and by no means do we think we're famous or anything like that. But like to actually get to see people every single time, it surprises me. Like every single time. Like I was at Orange Theory the other day, and some guy was asking me, like, you're into trail running. Have you ever been chased by an animal? And this guy popped up and goes, he has been chased by a horse before. And he knew the story. And I was like, okay, the two worlds just collided. And I didn't even know this guy. I mean, he's not a runner, but like he listened to it. Yeah. And I was just like, thank you for answering on my behalf and really super weird, but cool, you know? And it was like honest to God, it was like so crazy.
And then did you correct him and say, that was actually Jeff running from the horses?
Yes.
Likes the attention.
No, no. Awesome. Well, yes, it was. I was trying to save the damsel in distress.
That's true.
Jeff was running for his life.
I was running for my,
from a horse.
My Clydesdale life.
I thought they would be kindred spirits and maybe connect. And maybe he would just kind of wave his hand and the horse would like fall to sleep or something like that. But
no, there's going to be some horse on horse violence, and I want no part of it.
Horse on horse violence. I like that.
Wow.
I wanted no part of it. Well,
but going back to your first question about thinking that it was going to happen.
Yeah.
Like I said, who knew? But it is. So I'm so glad it did. Just like Britt was talking about, we've been on running races, and I just say hi to everybody. And I heard one time we were up, I think it was Lake Murray last year. And a guy stopped. He's like, hey, you're Timmy time. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just the craziest thing. So that community who listen is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
It is amazing that, because again, we could think, well, maybe people that know us would listen or people in this area would listen, but people all over the world listen. And I think that's my biggest surprise was, you know, and we'll talk about the Latvia thing here in a second.
How big it is there, I know.
How huge we are. I mean, next to Hasselhoff, we are huge in Latvia. But just the fact that when I'd look at the stats, and we were never about the numbers or the growth, or it was just, are we adding any value to the community? Are we adding any value to the space? But to see how many countries listen, I'm like, they don't even speak English there.
Yeah.
Nor do we really, but you know.
But it's crazy. Like, so there's different pockets like social media, but also Strava. And like, there's a guy in the Ukraine that I follow and he listens to the podcast. And here he is in the middle of this war. He's just trying to figure out like where to run, but he's a podcast listener. He found us on Strava and he's in the Ukraine. I mean, like,
that's amazing.
Yeah. Like you said, the reach of it is, and like you said, Jeff, too, like even the people, like I was at my high school reunion last summer. And somebody said, oh, I listened to your podcast. And first I was like, who are you? And it's trying to check that name tag kind of thing. And I, again, not a runner that I know of, you know? And so it's like people from all over the world, Latvia to here. And thinking about that, I mean, I never thought that, I mean, like I thought maybe some local people would listen to it. And like you always said, if it was like encouraging and entertaining, especially during the pandemic, like that was the only really goal, essentially.
Totally. Yeah. We thought, hey, we have stories we can tell. We both in marketing, we think we can maybe put something together that's halfway decent.
Right.
Jury's still out on that. But hey, you know, we did a pretty decent job.
Yeah. And it was educational. I mean, Marcy learned what a fartlicker is.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. And I'm still doing down and backs.
Down and backs. Yes.
In and outs.
Whoa, hello. Yes, indeed. Whoa,
definitely hello. Staying away from all the danger wiggles.
Yes, no danger wiggles. Especially when Timmy time comes around.
Right. That for sure. Yeah.
Oh. Well, so just thinking back through the last 4 years, and the dynamics changed obviously over time. And mm-hmm. Steve and I were co-hosting for a while, and then it kind of went more to, hey, whenever anyone can make it, we recorded together when we could. But kind of thinking through the last 4 years, what are some of the favorite memories you guys have?
My favorite memory is when you questioned Marcy about when she, I think it was the name of the races. And she had to guess what the races were.
Yeah, she had to describe the race.
Oh, yeah, that was, yeah, that still makes me laugh.
Yes. Yeah, you know, I think what, and I knew this about Marcy, her sense of humor, but just the ability to come up with something so quickly is really hard, and you have a gift at that.
It depends on the day, Jeff, and how much wine I've had.
Well, you must have had the right amount.
Just too much, not going to work out. Not enough, I get a little silent.
Yes. But I think this is funny. So Tim was talking about people coming up to us at races. A question, I'm not trying to be flattering, but like people are like, is Marcy really that way in real life? I'm like, yes. Like that is like none of this is staged. It's not like, I mean, most of the time we would just kind of show up and riff, you know, basically, but people would always say, like, is that her real laugh? And is she really that nice? And is she really that funny? I'm like, yes.
Nobody's called me nice.
Well,
now I know you're making this up, Steven.
That part's not true.
No, I'm serious. Like, I'm like, Tim and Marcy.
He's scared of you. That's why he said you're nice.
Yeah, Marcy informed me tonight that I've not seen.
You say I'm nice. You say I'm nice, Steven Pritt.
Marcy informed me tonight that I have not seen her bad, or I've not been on her bad side tonight. And I was like, good to know. All right.
You've never seen my claws come out. But, that was exactly what I said.
Exactly.
And that's what you want, Steven. Right.
I'm like, I've seen them plenty.
But like, you guys are really that way in real life. Like, there's no shtick here. There's no acting whatsoever.
And everybody on this show is themselves. That's for sure.
Right.
There's no characters. We are who we are. And good or bad.
Yeah.
That's the deal.
It is what it is.
There's no bad. There is no
mostly bad.
Tim really is that bad of a singer.
He really is.
Hey, come on now.
We're going to talk about Timmy Time, the segment, here in a minute. Because I want to go through some of the things that happen, like data scientists. We'll talk, we'll kind of dissect that.
What are they going to do?
Well, they're very upset, but we'll talk about that. But I guess, Marcy, for you, what are some of the memories you have, favorite memories of the last 4 years?
The laughter. I think I laugh more when we do this podcast together. I mean, laughing at myself, laughing at you all. I mean, it's just such a good time. It was always so fun. It was like the only time I got an ab workout. So I appreciated that after the lovely meals that Miss Allison would always create for us.
Yes.
She's here.
Rowdy
Allison.
The silent MVP over there. Crocheting her little heart out.
But, you know, making friends. I mean, I've made a friend out of this that I didn't know and I never would have with Mo.
Yeah.
She is awesome. Yeah. You know, and you guys have worked a lot of races with her. And yeah, she's just a neat. Hey, Mo. What's up? Awesome.
Mo is awesome. What about you, Steven?
I mean, obviously us doing it together, but I'm trying to think of like episodes and things. One that comes to my mind is we did a Halloween series, and that was a lot of fun to do because we were recounting like scary things. And we were trying to, you know, like you said, being in marketing and whatever time we could allot to try to make things creative, you know, or do extra things. And I remember we were talking about the story of you and I running at that park really late. And then you and I actually went for a run and we kind of reenact it, you know? So we're like literally clanging on this like frisbee golf.
It sounded exactly right.
I know, because it was the same thing. I'm like, oh yeah, this'd be cool. Get some sound effects, you know? And it's just like, we probably thought we were some like producers, you know, like that you hear in the movies.
Steven Spielberg over there.
Yes, exactly. Oscar for audio engineering award. And this is before Steve was around, you know? So I just like whatever time or energy we could put into it. And, you know, or we did the Morgan Freeman, you know, like we would just come up with ideas and like, I don't know, let's just try it. Like, we think it's funny, but maybe not. Like, let's have Morgan Freeman read this, you know, or like those kind of things. I think those were the most fun, memorable things or stuff we would try. Like, oh yeah, it's going to be a good segment. And we're like, all right, well, the show goes on and ones we didn't think would be funny were, and we've tried all kinds of different things.
Do you remember the segment that was the like it was the taste test where we were gonna
with
the goose.
Yes, well, that's a whole different thing. Remember with the first one were bars.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
and all you could hear was a smacking and we're like, oh my god, this is awful.
Or the ice cream.
Oh well, the gross ice
cream. Flavors.
I know, let's use only audio to describe eating. Yes. And things you can't see. We tried it twice. We thought it was okay. It was gonna be that good. We need to try it a couple of times.
Let's don't smack this time. That's what I think. That's what we tried to do. But yeah, it was like no one wants to hear you eating a, because it's protein bars are just like, they're so chalky and hard to eat anyway. We're like, oh, they're, this one's not, it was just gross.
Yeah. It's like sawdust and peanut butter. Let's listen to that for 20 minutes.
Exactly.
Well, I think that's what made this show great, is just because we were doing things to make us laugh.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah.
We liked it.
We
don't know if you guys like that, but we sure do like taste testing.
I think if we like it, other people are going to like it. You know?
That's
but that
true.
Goo, I forgot. I just thought about that when I didn't have the blindfold, but Marcy did.
That was so scary. That was such an act of trust with you two.
Okay, so
that I'm not sure I should have given you.
Unfortunately, so what they're talking about is that I launched a YouTube channel. That didn't go over that well, but one of the first episodes of the YouTube channel was going to be Tim and Marcy, and they're going to be blindfolded, and they're going to taste these goos and try to guess the flavor.
Right.
Well, the whole bit was Timmy Time was not blindfolded, although Marcy thought he was.
Just me.
And so we did the whole thing. It was hilarious. And then the audio did not record.
Ah.
So we had nothing.
Oh, I thought just the video didn't record.
No, it was the audio. The video.
You guys
fun.
Missed it because it was hilarious.
It was hilarious. Tim, you were like guessing him right. And Marcy's like, "How did you get that right? I can't believe
get cupcake out of that." Yeah, it's like a cupcake.
Cupcake with sprinkles, I believe.
Yeah, how did that? How's that possible?
That's a little cherry swirl with a taste of lime.
He has a very discerning palate, by the way, too.
For goos. Yeah. For goos only. For goo.
Yes, only pertains to goo.
He's pretty easy to please food-wise.
I was just so scared of what I was getting ready to get next.
Yes, and Marcy didn't know that you weren't blindfolded.
No,
we pulled it off.
Yeah,
but that
the
gum
trust did go down so the tubes after
you were
that.
Hazed, basically.
Again.
Yeah, you're, yeah.
Okay. Again. Weekly. Again. Weekly hazing.
Yeah, that was unfortunate. We didn't have that many audio or technology problems, which is kind of surprising, honestly, given the fact that none of us knew what we were doing.
Yeah, but you were always showing up with new things. Like, you would learn a lot of things. You're like, let's try this. And then you converted a room upstairs, you know, to like a whole.
Yeah, we had the big-ass studio.
Cold studio.
Which is now going to become a bedroom.
Yeah.
It's a bedroom. Yeah. No more. Big ass.
The memories. Are you going to leave memorabilia on the walls?
Oh,
for...
yeah. There's some goo packets up there.
Oh, good. Empty.
Half.
Half empty. Exactly.
The good thing about that is you can still eat it a couple of years later.
Perfect. Yeah. It's not going to go bad. It's like a McDonald's French fry.
Yeah.
It's fine.
It's there to stay.
Pick that up underneath your seat and go for it.
I think my favorite, I was going to say, you know, the evenings that we would record, because we would eat dinner first and record. But you guys already said that, so I'll have to think of something else. But I think for me also, it's the people what we met along the way that, like, you would we would never have met otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just think of, there's I don't want to say too many specific people, because there's so many that I think I could go to any city in America and find someone to run with.
Yeah.
Because of this podcast.
That is awesome.
Yeah. And it is really cool. And you know, we'll go to Black Canyon here in a few weeks and we'll see a bunch of people, Ashley and Moose. And there's going to be Adam will be, it's going to be a lot of people that we've just met, but we never would have met otherwise through the podcast. I think that's super cool.
Is that inclusive of like Providence, Rhode Island, you know, cause that's a pretty small subsegment.
Providence, they're representing, okay. Man. Don't diss Rhode Island.
All right. I mean, yeah, it's got a road.
Yeah,
so they got a runner.
I think Scotty's there in Providence.
Ooh, is he really? Oh, Scotty, yes.
Oh, Scott.
I thought you meant Scotty Gracer. I'm like, what's Scotty Gracer?
Scott Gracer? I know we all thought the same
thing. Why is Scott Gracer in Providence, Rhode Island?
There's got to be a Scotty there.
There must be. Well, let's talk about a few of the things we talked about on the podcast that just sort of became.
Mm-hmm.
For example, let's talk about Timmy Time. How did that idea come along? Because I think, Stephen, I think that was your idea.
Really?
I think so.
Terrible idea.
Maybe it came in with my inability to know anything about popular culture related to music. And I think that's maybe how it came about, because we started playing the guessing game, and I couldn't guess it. And then you started like, "Yeah, dude, it's like," you know, and you'd start humming it. And then
on,
I think
on road
it,
trips, right?
Yeah. And then I think it, then it just kind of translated into like you singing, and we're like, "That's really bad, but we should keep doing this."
I remember when Jeff's like, "Hey, will you be on the podcast?" I'm like, "Yeah, sure." He's like, "I'm gonna need you to sing." I'm like, "Oh, okay. Let's see how that goes."
Yeah, I think one of the funny thing, and no disrespect to him.
No, none taken.
However, I'd have a few people come up to me and go, "You know, Tim doesn't sing that great." I'm like,
that's why it's so great.
I'm like, "Yes, we know. That's part of the bit." Like, I think most people got that, but there were a few who were like, yeah. "You know, I just don't think Tim sings that great.
I can't do everything perfect."
I know.
Come on.
We found the one thing he doesn't do so well.
Every time you would sing, it reminded me of the old Saturday Night Live skit that Eddie Murphy would do as Buckwheat. And he would sing all those top hits like from the 90s. And I was like, I just kept on picturing like Tim and these scrolling albums, you know, like one.
Well, we did the love song.
This is how much I love you guys. Because I know I can't sing. But you know what? I'll sing anywhere now.
You'll sing your little heart out.
I will sing my heart out.
I have to say, though, my all-time, like, seared in my brain Timmy Time singing was when you did Celine Dion's Titanic. because Tim was trying his little heart out so bad that he literally, like, put his hands on the table and raised up to get that high note or whatever note it was. Like, he was on the Titanic. Like, but the funny thing is, you weren't trying. It just naturally came, and you elevated.
He was getting it from the diaphragm.
I was going to pee in my pants. Because he was in earnest, guys, trying so hard. And Celine Dion was, like, turning over going, "I think I can hear that from Vegas." But it was... That was like my all-time favorite Timmy Time.
Well, thank you.
For sure, yeah. Yeah,
yeah, the amount of passion
yes,
and energy.
My all.
You did, yes, gave it, you absolutely gave it your all.
I think the tagline, "What he lacked in talent, he made up for in volume," was
that's true,
always
that's true. As our neighbors would attest.
Yeah. Oh,
yep. Yes, yeah. I got a lot of
loud
complaints.
Loud and proud.
Complaints from the neighbors.
That's but, just another way I try to help people. No, don't be embarrassed. Yeah. Just do stuff.
Exactly. Who cares what people think?
No. But I also would like when Jeff would kind of like try to help you out. But Jeff can kind of legit sing. Yeah. So you can see him like holding back. Like, okay, I'm going to harmonize now.
Yeah. Like, I loved it when we do the duets.
Yeah, yeah,
the duets were awesome. I was always the girl.
Because of the hair.
It was the hair. And because I was in charge and I made you be the girl.
That's true.
That's true. Whatever the chief asked, we had to do.
Yeah, Timmy Time, definitely a favorite, and we always hear about it. Let's talk a little bit about the origin of Latvia.
Yeah.
How did that come about?
When I was thinking about this, you know, what we're going to do tonight and just kind of have some fun, I couldn't remember how Latvia came up. By the way, we're kind of peeking behind the curtain. We don't have a lot of listeners in Latvia.
I was getting ready to ask, do you actually have
we
that?
Have one. I think we have one listener in Latvia.
Right.
And I think maybe that's where it came up is like, hey, we even have one person in Latvia. And you might have said, you know, just to be funny, oh, we're big in Latvia. So it sort of took a mind of its own.
I think because we had no expectations when it first started, we were looking at stats because, you know, podcasts is a medium. They're really, and not to get all marketing, but like, it's really hard to get really good stats and understand it. And so you pulled a report and we're like, wait a minute, we have one person
in Latvia?
In Latvia, and knowing that it's a small country, I had this kind of like Borat/David Hasselhoff thing going on, and it's like,
very nice.
Yeah. So that was really good. And so I thought, I think it was like, hey, we've got a person in Latvia.
Yeah, cause, you know, since this is, I think, the second or last episode, we can tell some of our secrets. We don't have a lot of listeners in Latvia.
Yeah. But then we started looking, like, they have trail races in Latvia and stuff. It's like, wouldn't it be so cool if we just went there?
It would be huge.
I know, exactly.
We could huge in Latvia.
If we're going to Latvia, I'm in.
We found one for Marcy. You would go to
Where
Latvia.
Where is Latvia?
Europe, right?
Yes, Europe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Eastern Europe?
Eastern Europe.
Yeah.
Nobody knows.
We're like nervously shaking our head.
Well, I was about to say,
make sure Marcy would go. It needs to be, it's like near a beach, like a nice area.
No, Europe. Eastern Europe.
There's no beaches in Latvia, I don't think unfortunately. I don't think. Yeah. But
it was the European thing that got.
That was one I just like. I know most of the origin stories, but that was one I'm like, how did Latvia come about? Now, another one that came about, and I don't exactly remember either, is the data scientist.
Yeah.
Marcy, is that one?
They're all out of a job.
Was that one you came up with, Marcy? I can't remember.
I don't think so. I don't know where it came from. I assumed it was you, Jeff.
Oh, it shouldn't.
I think it was you.
It was?
I think I was, you and I were talking about something, or I don't know, like a stat, and you're like, well, what are the data science? Maybe it's like when AI was first starting. I don't know. But I think you were like, we have data scientists, and maybe we just kind of went with it, and then we kind of personified them a little bit.
Yeah. So. And they became actually one of my favorite segments because we just start throwing words like, algorithm this.
Right.
And then we'd say they would go to the data warehouse. Right. Like it was a place.
Right. They're just going to crunching on Funyuns and Mountain Dew to get us the right equations. Like, I don't even know what data scientists do, but we just made up our own thing of what data scientists.
And you know a segment is resonating because I would get messages and people would say, hey, I've got something I want the data scientist to figure out.
No, right. For real?
Yeah.
But I think everybody knew. It was just like they wanted our take on.
They were playing along with a bit, but they wanted, I think one, I can't remember
who. Oh, I fell for that.
Marcy's like,
for real?
Wait a minute,
they really believed
it?
I really Darryl thought we Larry? Just put these people out of jobs.
I remember one came in, I think I know who it was, but I want to say it because I don't want to get it wrong. But they're like, hey, have the data scientist figure out why trucker hats?
Oh, yeah.
And why not just regular old hat? Why is trucker hat such a big deal? So we did a segment on why trucker hats.
But we would just make stuff up.
Oh, totally.
It's good questions.
We make everything up, Stephen.
Yeah.
Well, most everything.
So basically, I'm just a big fat liar. So
now we know the truth.
Yeah, exactly. No.
So
who loves Sandy Patty?
Yeah. Where did the Sandy Patty thing come in?
Okay. So... this was a thing that wasn't a bit either. So I think we've talked about
this. This was us chatting.
This is. Yeah. So you saw my iPod. No, I was kidding. I grew up in a very conservative Christian home. And so the devil's toolbox, like radio and TV, wasn't real prominent in my house. So while we were churning butter and making clothes, we didn't have much to do, but we did have the one vinyl of Sandy Patty that would spin endlessly. Again, a little bit of an exaggeration.
But not much.
Not much. So that's where the whole thing, because, I pretty much missed the 80s altogether in terms of music and that kind of stuff. But we did have... we literally
Patty.
Did have a Sandy Patty. And for those of you who don't even know who she is, she's just like a...
an 80s Christian artist.
Yeah, but she's not even that good. No, I mean,
my
no.
mom loved her. Like you and my folk. Mom loved Sandy Patty.
Yeah, well, that's all I knew.
That's all I knew.
Yeah.
No Twyla Paris in your house.
No, that was way.
Amy
that,
Grant?
I heard of her, yeah. But she went secular, so that got
so
the kibosh.
She was out. Yeah. All her records were broken.
Yes. But when you burn them, they form a cross. Really? Just don't play them backwards, because that's when it gets really crazy.
Oh, man. There you go. There's the Sandy Patty.
Yeah.
Yeah. And once we heard that, and I think we were just talking about it.
Right.
We had to bring it up every time.
Right. Yeah.
That was just, it was too juicy.
There's some truth to it. Yeah, exactly.
Yes. What else, Stephen? Any other things that in the podcast you're like, well, where did that come from? The Beacon of Light.
Yeah.
was one that kind of just became a thing.
Right.
And it came from a story that I told.
Yep.
And this is a true story, actually. We didn't make this story up. And it was Rocky Raccoon,
mm-hmm.
where I was doing the half marathon.
Mm-hmm.
And about, a quarter of the way into the first half of the marathon, had a code brown.
Touching cotton.
Yeah, pushing cotton, whatever the thing is.
Prairie dogging.
Whatever the saying is. Oh,
just about to crap your pants.
It was bad.
Yeah.
And I remember, because I had seen you right before that.
Yeah. I think it was like a switchback. What I remember is
I saw you on a bridge, like it's a little wooden bridge.
Yeah. And you, I think we saw each other and then you looked pretty focused. So, but not in like in the running sense.
Like an intense, yes. A really tense way.
Intense focus. Right.
So I started running. I'm like, okay, I know that there is an aid station at the halfway point.
Mm-hmm.
And I think at the time it was a couple miles before, and I was like, can I make it? And so I'm like, I gotta be able to make this. I gotta. And so closer and closer, and I think I can, you know, it's a little engine that could, I think I can, I think I can. And then all of a sudden, you know, the other thing I'm thinking is, I hope they have a porta potty, number one.
Mm-hmm.
But if they do, I'm sure it'll be a line. There'll be people in it. It's going to be a problem.
And it'll be wrecked.
It'll be nasty.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So I
don't care at that point.
And the aid station's at the top of this hill. So you can start to hear the noise, the commotion. And then I see it. It's a bright orange porta potty. And it was the beacon of light. It was drawing me home. And when I got up there, not only was there no one in it, it was pristine.
Oh.
And this is no lie, it was beautiful.
It was like a little piece of heaven on earth.
Yes.
There was a Yankee candle burning inside of it.
I don't know. It was orange. It was my beacon of light. But I'll get pictures from people.
Yes.
Like that are out on runs and mm-hmm. see a toilet and send it to us.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
I'm telling
Tim and I still, to this day, if we have to go to the bathroom, where's the beacon of light? I mean, it's just part of our vocabulary
yes,
now.
Yes, it's just part
Pull
of
over
the
for the beacon of light.
Yes.
Well, the funny thing is, too, that doesn't only just happen at races.
True.
I remember running with you at Irwin Park.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. I would like to hear that story. If you'd like to.
I'll tell that story, but
I don't think I know this one.
Oh, it's a good one.
I'll tell this story, but what I want to make clear is this is the exception.
Irwin Park is our local park. Where
yeah, the fact that this happened twice makes it seem like this happens a lot. So we're out for, this
Not
is
a
couple years ago, I think.
Yeah, it was me, you, and Richard.
Yeah, so it's me and Timmy Time and Richard. It was cold.
It was cold.
It was really cold. And
I think it was raining, too, a little bit.
Yeah, because we couldn't run the trails.
Yep.
So we were doing the Squircle.
Yep.
And so we're doing the Squircle. The Squircle is 5 miles.
Yeah.
We get a couple miles into it, and I'm thinking, wait a minute. This is a familiar feeling. I think I felt this.
I recognize this.
I think Rocky.
Daily.
Rocky, well, that's true.
Marcy's like, this is not an original thought.
Yeah, this shouldn't happen daily.
Everybody feels this.
And so in Timmy Time and Richard are better runners than I am. So I'm kind of lagging behind as I tend to do. And then I'm like, I got to stop and walk. This is becoming a code brown. Like this is... This is becoming a situation.
And we're in the middle of nowhere. I mean, there's nothing.
Yeah,
there's no
true.
Porta potties out there.
No, no porta potties, except we turn the corner. And you know the part, Stephen, where you turn the corner. This is a couple of years ago, so before it's even more developed now. But this is when they were building that neighborhood
yep.
mm-hmm. on the left-hand side.
Yeah.
Blue beacon.
So I see a whole row.
It was the construction workers.
Yes. I see a whole row of blue beacons of light. The problem was they were about a mile off.
Oh, yeah.
And I had to traverse.
Muddy. It was muddy.
It was super muddy. Yeah. And I had to traverse.
It's like a mirage.
Like this undeveloped neighborhood. It was like a mirage. I was hoping that wasn't actually the case. And so I am full Clydesdale at this point. I'm jumping over stuff. I'm clomping through.
Athletic.
I was extremely athletic.
It's like one of those equestrian events where he's like going over
the
barrels.
It was like a 4:40.
Yeah, I set a PR.
You did.
There was a 1 mile PR set that day. So and then the worry in your head is, are they all going to be locked, like zip tied? Because this is like a Sunday or something.
Yeah.
There's nobody out there.
Do they lock porta potties?
They do because they did it at Black Canyon.
Why?
I don't know.
What
to keep people like me from using?
Why?
It, apparently,
who's going to take anything
job.
Out of there?
They still hold stuff.
So I see this amazing line of blue beacons of light. Find the closest one. It's open. it's open for business and I take care of the business. But then I look down and like, there's no toilet paper. There's no toilet paper. Fortunately, it was cold, as Timmy Time said. I had on two pairs of socks.
No.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Are you serious?
Yes.
And even better than that, I take off one of the socks and excuse the word, but it's moist because
like
it was cold outside and it was just wet. It was like the best dude wipe known to man. It did the job and then some.
Warm.
So it's like a glove. Just had like a potty glove.
It was incredible. I was as clean as there could be. Clean as a proverbial whistle.
Oh my God. And he put the sock back on.
No, I did not. The sock is still there. It's still in the bottom of that blue beacon of light.
Did you run in circles afterwards because you were off balance?
I was a little off balance. Yeah.
This happened
twice.
Okay, I got it.
No, this happened. I'm just saying, this is the second time a beacon of light came into my life in such a powerful and profound way. And I will say, once I got my shoes back on, I caught back up to y'all because I was like 10 pounds lighter.
You were like a new man.
It was fantastic at that point. So yeah,
he told us. I was like, how'd you? Wow, I wore two socks.
Yeah.
I was like, did you keep it? No.
Just have to give that one up to the gods.
That one was fine.
I think the one thing on the Rocky Raccoon story that I thought was really funny too was you and I passed again after you'd had your revelation and existential experience with the beacon of light. And I think I was coming to the aid station because I think I went a different route, you know, on that race.
You were running a longer route. Yep.
And we don't really talk a lot when we run. I mean, like what we do when we're running, like, you know, just like training, but races, we're kind of not like serious, but we don't talk as much. And I see Jeff coming and he's like, there's a porta potty. Like he's yelling like the aliens are coming or like it's D-Day. Like just in case anybody's having the same situation that he has, I'm like, hi. And but you know, he's so tall and he's just like, there's a porta potty at the aid station.
Save
yourselves. Like, it's like everybody in the field had the same problem and he wanted to make sure that all 300 runners knew that that aid station had a pristine Yankee Candle porta potty.
I was like John in the Bible. I was pointing the way.
Yes.
Exactly.
I was pointing to the way.
When you hear
right
the good
down there,
news, you want to spread it.
I had good news and I was spreading it.
You weren't spreading it. But
spread it, share it. I don't know.
Let's not spread it. And that's how COVID started.
That's how COVID started. So, Marcy, of all the segments we did, and we would just make stuff up, by the way, for Marcy. We're like, whatever we do.
And they didn't usually tell me ahead of time.
We wouldn't tell you ahead of time. We would just do something and have you react to it.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing was scripted. Nothing was even known ahead of time.
Just kind of show up.
Yeah.
So, from your perspective, was that fun? Did you enjoy that?
It was so much fun. I was, the few times you'd call me ahead of time and tell me to think about something, I was like, ugh. I didn't like that. I like just, you just threw me under the bus and let's see what happens. Those worked best for me.
Yes.
Otherwise, if I try to script anything, I just, I can't do it. I can't do it.
Yeah, the
it's not
improv.
Natural.
I feel like you should be an improv actor.
You could.
Well, I'd freeze comedian on stage. Art. I don't do well in front of others.
I don't think. Well,
I didn't think I'd be able to do this. Honestly,
really?
I thought I would get too nervous.
Are you serious?
I cannot speak in front of a crowd. Like even if like it's a group of 10 people sitting in a circle, and it's like, okay, when we get to you, say your name, and I'm like, and you know where you're from or whatever. I get nervous
name,
about it.
Really? What is my name? What
I'm like, ah! Yeah. I hate
really?
To speak in front of people. Mm-hmm. But this has been so easy because it's you guys.
Well, that's, yeah, and we're nobody.
And you don't matter.
We don't matter.
The bar is so low.
No, it's a comfort level. But you guys are like just a group of people, your friends. You know,
right.
It's different than having to talk in front of a group of people.
Now, one of the things we did with you early on was have you guess different terms, trail running terms.
Those were my favorites.
And things. Did you ever learn anything?
Sure I did, and I'm still talking. I still get them wrong. Tim and I will be on a walk, and he'll throw stuff out there, or I'll say something, and I'm always using the in and out, which is the down and back. What is it?
Down and back. Yes.
It is down and back.
Down, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
But I usually call it the in and out.
That's what Tim calls it too.
He's like, yeah, we'll do the in and out.
Here? Oh, man.
Yeah, but I've got different names for things. And yeah, it's fun. I learn stuff, but information that's not super important to me gets replaced with other things pretty quick.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's some memory issues over here.
Okay. All right. Fartlek, do you remember what that is?
No, but I remember the word.
I still remember.
Think I know what I think it is.
Because I remember when we did that particular word, and you immediately started laughing.
I couldn't breathe.
And you like had a story about licking a fart. Like
yeah,
there was a story.
Like it happened.
Like, of course it did.
Doesn't anyone else have these childhood traumas?
No.
It was therapeutic. No. I feel like I got a lot of my childhood trauma stories out there.
Yeah.
Vocalized, you know, it was like, it's out there now.
Like
we're going to hold that cousin accountable.
Yeah. Have you engaged with that cousin? Have you worked things out?
I sent him the episode.
Did you really? Yeah. That is awesome.
Listen, this was my trauma. And yeah. He's, of course, like, I don't even remember that. Of course you don't.
Right.
It wasn't your trauma.
But now the whole world, including Latvia, knows.
We're all talking about
Brett. He doesn't live in Latvia. He's not our one Latvia listener, is he? That's good. Stephen, any other thoughts from your perspective?
No. I mean, I think like all the segments, you know, were pretty natural. I mean, you guys always give me a hard time about buying all this gear, which I do.
That was a favorite.
Yeah.
Thanks for bringing that up. That was definitely a favorite. And I think it was a favorite because we like to give you a hard time about
right.
it. But people loved they love to hear because you have good, I mean, I will say you have good taste in stuff.
I try, you know, yeah.
Not music, but in
right,
most stuff.
Exactly.
Like I've never seen him wear the same thing twice.
That's not true.
I haven't.
So true.
We're at Bandera. I wore the same jeans the whole entire time.
You did not.
And I did. You know, I do remember like you and I were talking about trucker hats, and then I started ordering trucker hats, and I think we even tried to do like trucker hat of the month, and then finally I realized, I looked at my budget. I go, gosh dang, spending a lot of
those things are
like,
they're not cheap.
Trucker. I know they're like $20 or $30 a pop. You know, and I was like, okay, maybe we should stop this segment, so maybe our kids could go to college. You know,
the important things.
Yeah.
Charlie was making trucker hats for a moment.
She was.
She did for a moment. No, yeah, that was her MCA. Remember how they had to have the whole
that's right.
selling thing? Hers was trucker hats.
They did trucker. Well, I would have
done. Well,
known.
We should have done them with the podcast on there.
That's true.
Chuck should
she
call
could
me.
Have actually made money. Yeah.
From me.
From you. Stephen would have bought them.
That's right.
All of them.
All of them. So, I think all of the, I mean, we did news stuff. We did all kinds of different segments. We tried
news
all.
You can use.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So, I think, you know, the one, not to like slow the conversation
uh-oh.
Down, but I think one of the things that I love most about the podcast is, again, we talked about not knowing things and stuff, but the Why I Runs, by far that, you know, I don't even know how did that even get started?
I don't remember. Yeah. I think we, gosh, how did it get started? I don't know.
Yeah.
I honestly don't know.
But then, you know, like we had the stories from Bandera, you know, with different things and then people would tell us and then we would ask. And like, to me, that was like really cool just because in addition to like all the different listeners, you know, we all have our different reasons why we run. And a lot of that stemmed from, you know, conversations like you and I would have, like we don't want to get, as we age, we don't want to not be able to play with our kids and grandkids and those kinds of things. And so, I mean, I know some of it's deeper than that, but I think that just seeing people from all walks of life with all different backgrounds, people who have had major struggles and things or, you know, or even worse, like people telling other people that they couldn't run because of a gender or a size. I mean, it's ridiculous. And then people to be encouraged and stuff. Like, I think that segment, and then that was some of the like all time favorites, just because beyond getting to know other people, like just seeing their why was pretty phenomenal. I'm just trying to think about Rolodexing all of the different stories and that kind of stuff. Those were pretty incredible.
Yeah. I probably heard more feedback from Why I Run segments, I think, because people just you would resonate. There would usually be, every story was unique, but there would always be some element of someone's story that you would relate to.
Yeah.
So if it was, hey, I was a road runner and I found the trails and fell in love with people, like, that's what I did.
Right.
Or, you know, like you said, I wasn't a runner, or I thought running was punishment. I didn't know you could enjoy running.
Mm-hmm.
Or I was told I didn't fit in the right category as an athlete. And so right. I didn't think I could even do these kinds of things. People would always find something that I think resonated with them.
Yeah. No. Yeah. I'm just thinking of, like, some of my favorite ones are just, I mean, I don't want to list them all out, but just that to me was amazing, you know, yeah. just to see people's, and I think is a testament to what, you know, like, not like what we created, but the community created itself basically, and people felt vulnerable enough to share that. And then when you would ask them, like, would you be willing to do that? People would. And I think that was a testament to the whole entire herd in the community, that they felt accepted and okay to do that. You yeah. know, so.
And I think at the beginning of the podcast, we really focused more, not like in a specific way, or we thought this is what we want to, direction we want to go, but it was more, we had these funny stories and we really focused more on the entertainment, the laughter, the right. funny. But I think as the podcast evolved, we started to hopefully strike a good balance between mm-hmm. the entertainment and the encouragement. And I think that's where,
yeah.
why I Run came in, is just the encouragement side, because people are out there, man, especially, you know, after COVID, that's when we mm-hmm. launched.
Yeah.
People were hurting. I know we did one episode that was just about encouragement. Like, it was the encouragement episode. Like, that's mm-hmm. what we called it. Just, we just know there's people, we all, at some point, we have peaks and valleys, highs and lows, and there are always an opportunity to encourage people. I think over time, I think we did a pretty good job of striking that balance of entertaining,
yeah.
but also encouraging.
Yeah. Do you think, Jeff, in terms of the podcast, like, not having expectations and then now kind of seeing it in, do you feel like that it surpassed what you thought in like what we were hoping it to be? Like, was it more than you thought? Do you think it accomplished its purpose, you know, and things? Or
I do. I, you know, when we, like we said before, when we started it, we had zero expectations. It's kind of like what Marcy would say about Tim.
Yeah. Right? Our marriage.
Well, your marriage.
Yeah. Zero expectations.
And
he'd never let me down.
There you go. That's it. That's it. Yeah, I think we thought, hey, if 10 people enjoy this thing, then, or one person for that right. matter.
If the four of us yeah, were having a really good time.
Just, right. As long as we're having fun. And then just to see, and again, it wasn't about numbers, it wasn't about growth, but that is a good validation
mm-hmm.
that people enjoy it, that people are listening, they're telling other people. I mean, we didn't do like advertising and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And when sponsors started to approach us, we're like, okay, that's interesting. We
had, right.
you know, Path Projects was the very first one.
I was just hoping to get a pair of shorts or a t-shirt.
Yeah,
we're
like,
know?
Hey. Yeah, so to think, man, if you'd said, hey, you're going to do 190 episodes, I would have been like, no, first of all, no way.
Right.
And second of all, yeah, I guess definitely exceeded what I thought.
Yeah.
And again, I think the thing that's probably the hardest about ending it is we still have people who I hear from a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, it's a meaningful thing for them.
Right.
For whatever reason, just that they feel like we're friends, which we are.
Mm-hmm.
And we're familiar voices, and they like hearing us when they're running or doing whatever they're doing. So I think that's probably the hardest part about ending it, is just you have this thing you're putting out that people appreciate
right.
and find some value in. And yeah.
Well, Jeff, I would just like you to feel free to give them my phone number and why they're running. If they just need a little chatty chat,
that's
I'll
true.
Just chat to them. Just talk them through.
Yep.
Why are you doing this? You can stop.
You need to be talked out of running.
Get to your car.
Especially now that it's cold. If
this
you
is,
need
you're
going to
die.
You know what? I have a career for you, Marky.
Marky.
I have a career for you, Marcy.
Yes.
The anti-running coach.
I feel
really
good.
Talk people out of running.
Yeah, it's too cold. This is not good for you.
It's like those, do you remember those like demotivation posters?
Your uterus will fall out.
Yeah. Your, that was one of my favorite things you've ever said.
My grandmother really said
it. Your grandmother really said, if you run,
your uterus will fall out. Oh, yeah. That sounds like a big deal.
So far, mine has not.
Yeah, well.
That's right. Mine may yours have, but I don't have one.
True. Somewhere in a beacon of light.
Yes.
Jeff's
lost his uterus.
Yes, it's with a beacon sock around it.
Oh, well, this has been fun.
Yeah. I do have to say one thing, Jeff, when I was driving over here, and I think we all know this, but, you know, I think it's what's really been special about this is that, and I think this is indicative of like your personality, and I think people who know you, it's like, if you can leave people or a community, you know, intact or in a better way or slightly encouraged or like just having a laugh or having a think or appreciating somebody else or kindness and all those kinds of things. I think that was really cool about it's part of your personality, Jeff, but I also think it's just the collective community. I felt like we just kind of put a little seed out there between the four of us and then it kind of grew. But, you know, I do think people have been encouraged. They've been entertained, but I feel like, you know, the community has left a little bit of a better place, you know, and I think especially during COVID and that kind of time, I don't think it was an accident that all happened around that time. And I think people needed a lot of encouragement. People needed to get out and the value of running. And I think that's been really special to see from us is just to see that not having any expectations to your first question to now kind of ending it, I feel like collectively seeing that we could kind of leave things in a little bit better place or encourage a few people, or if there's just two or three people that it impacted, it was definitely well worth the nights, the editing, and obviously you put a ton of effort and energy and, you know, money into that and that kind of stuff. So I just want to say thank you for letting us and to
absolutely
be a part of that, you know, because I think anybody who knows you personally, you do that with people, but to see it happen organically with a community has been really, really special. So I want to say thank you for that.
Yep. I appreciate that.
Thanks, yeah. Jeff.
Thanks for letting us be a part of this, Jeff.
Oh, well, man. Again, it's not my thing. So that's what's cool about it is it did become kind of a community thing, right?
Yeah.
The trail running community, we say this a lot on the show. Marcy, we're letting you know something since you're not a trail runner. it is the best community that I'm aware of in terms of the supporting each other and lifting each other up and rallying around each other. I mean, it's just a special community. So to be a part of it and to hopefully add a little bit of value to that community. Mm-hmm. But here's the cool thing about podcasts too, by the way, we're not introducing new episodes, but these 190 live on. So go back and listen to them again.
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it's amazing. I listen to podcasts that are several years old.
Yeah.
And this thing will kind of live on in that way. But yeah, thanks for saying that. I think, you know, I do hope we did leave a good, hopefully positive value on the community.
Yeah, I agree.
At the end of 4 years.
Now, Jeff, if you need to edit this out, please do. But what are you going to do next?
Good question.
I bet there's a lot of people that may still want to listen to you.
Well,
where do those golden tones go?
The gold, yeah. Well, those are over there with Timmy time.
What?
Those are over with Timmy time. Yeah, I will be doing a different podcast.
Say more.
In a totally different
realm
called Discovering McKinney. And it's going to be talking about stories. I think one of the things I love when we talked about why I run is stories.
Yeah.
And getting to know people at a deeper level. And I think that's why we resonate with some of the segments we do where you get to know people and get to hear, you know, their highs and lows, struggles, story, where they came from.
Mm-hmm.
And so those are the kind of stories we're going to talk about on Discovering McKinney, and McKinney being the town that I live in. There's so many cool, interesting things happening that, you know, you're driving down the street, you don't know.
Yeah.
Like, for example, one of the first episodes is going to be about this guy that started a restaurant. He's a burger joint.
Uh-huh.
But he immigrated from Mexico when he was 19 years old, didn't speak any English, but learned it, got a job as a dishwasher, became a waiter, just continued to learn. He said, I didn't want to skip any steps. I wanted to learn it all. I wanted to work hard. And he became a general manager of a pretty popular chain. And then he wanted to start his own restaurant. And it's incredible. But what's cool about it is his story is super powerful. But then I got to talk to his daughter,
mm-hmm.
and her dreams and her story is just equally powerful, but different than her dad. So it's super cool. So stories like that, I think, is what we're going to tell with Discovery McKinney. So we're pretty excited about
it. So you don't have to lose Jeff.
That's right.
No.
He's still going to be on are they airwaves? What are these now?
I'm sure the people in Latvia want to hear all about McKinney.
Is it McKinney Latvia?
Yes.
Is that the one?
That's it.
Hey, but going back to just the authenticity and just being able to share our experience with other people, strength and hope. You know, I've got to share my story on the podcast a couple of times, and I've had multiple people over the years come up to me at races and talk to me about stuff,
yeah.
which is really cool. So,
yep.
Just anytime you get to just share what you are, what you've been through to help other people is awesome. So thanks for that opportunity.
Yeah, no, of course. And first of all, I knew you would want to do it, but you know, it takes some vulnerability to share that with the world, you know, with Latvians. I mean, who knows who's listening? So thank you for your willingness to do that, because I know it was very meaningful for people. Yeah. So
it's my story, so I'm sticking to it.
You are sticking to it. Let's end with this. We kind of we'll go around the table. Just express some thanks. Not to. I'm not asking for you to do it to me.
Thanks, Jeff.
That would feel really good. Jeff.
Hope you find
your
dad.
You're the best. You have the best beard ever.
But just you know, in our experiences and people like you mentioned, Mo, I want to thank our audio engineer, because Steve Sasparilla Saunders, because I was editing everything for the first, I think, 30-ish episodes.
Yeah.
And I was spending, I mean, Allison, my wife will tell you, it was 6, 7, 8 hours on the weekend. And Steve gave me my weekends back. So I want to say a big thanks to Steve Saunders for doing that. So he was a time saver. And a lifesaver in a lot of ways. So he made the podcast better, I think, too.
Yeah.
So that was a big one for me.
All right. So you told me not to thank you, but I'm going to end up thanking you anyway, because when you asked me to sing, I figured I would get like lyrics, music.
Why would you give me that?
Prior to, like, Marcy didn't want to know. So the first time I come up, Jeff's like, all right, here are the songs. I'm like, well, what do they sound? Oh, they're a cappella. What? Okay. So anyway, yes. It was fun.
I was developing your improv skills.
Yes, yes. And some of them I didn't even know which were the best
the
ones.
Best
Those
ones.
Are my favorite ones.
So you and I were both in the same place.
Yes,
we had no idea.
Or I knew them. I just didn't know how they went.
We looked up a few, but not many. Most of the time, we just went.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think for me, I think it's really the community, the people that have reached out to share their story or said hi at races. You know, like, this was never about fame, but I think you said vulnerability. I think it's a good word. Just people just jumping in and being a part of that, you know, or people on Strava encouraging other people, or seeing people connect on social media, like literally across you know, the United States and stuff. And I know that's part of trail racing, but I think people just naturally doing that, and when it's in the digital world, it takes, you know, it's like sometimes it's easy, sometimes it's hard, but I mean, a community kind of builds itself. And so without sounding sappy, I think just all the different listeners who do that, like I'm thinking of probably about 10 people that I've never fully met, but I'm fully convinced if I were to go to that city, I could go hang out with them and it would feel like I've known that those people forever, you know, kind of thing. And so it's kind of like a two-way street. So I think the listeners, especially the faithful listeners that put up with us, I think that's the thing I'm most thankful for. So
absolutely.
I would like to thank all the people that told the horror stories out on the trail that made me realize I was right. and not running. Like, yeah, that's why I don't
run. That's why I don't do it.
Thank you. Thank you all for sharing those stories with me. And I'd like to thank Allison. She always
Harold.
Opens the home, and yes. she gives us wonderful meals and refuses to ever say anything, but keeps my wine glass full, and I appreciate that.
I was able to get her on the show one time.
One time. That's true.
That was the Black Canyon recap, because she was my crew.
Yep.
She did an incredible job.
She but did.
She did. But that's it. She's giving me the look right now. Like, yeah, that's the last one you're going to get, too. So.
One and done.
One and done.
She went out on a high note.
Yes.
But
well,
yeah.
This
but
has
thank
been
you
a lot
to all of you guys.
I think this is kind of a reminder of what we enjoyed so much doing this over the last 4 years, having a meal. Not that having a meal together will end, but kind of in this capacity it will to some degree. But having meal and just talking and having fun and laughing and trying to encourage people on the way.
I feel like we could still have a meal and then sit on the couch with microphones and talk to each other.
Talk to
with
each other.
Or without
that,
the podcast.
That could be a new
podcast.
Yeah.
I love it.
After dinner. What's it called? After
dinner.
After dinner.
Oh, man. Ideas are coming. Ideas
in
are coming. There you go.
That
well, that's
small.
That's,
and we're going to
like I always do, I gotta rein this crew in. I gotta rein this crew in. Well, guys, thank you so much for spending some time tonight. This has been a lot of fun. I think this is the perfect way to, you know, this is the second to last episode.
Yeah.
To end the show is to kind of have these memories and talk about the things that we enjoyed.
It's the final countdown.
Well, believe it or not, that is the end of episode number 189, the second to last episode of the Big Ass Runner Trail Running Podcast. Man, I hope you enjoyed that. We had so much fun doing that episode. And next week, please tune in for our final, the finale, the two-part arc. As Mahu said earlier, the finale next week. Big thanks to all the Big Ass Runner herd. And, of course, to our audio engineer, Steve Cinnamon Bear Saunders.
Excellent!
Until next week, get out there, hit those trails, keep running your asses off.